Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Me and Del now the rest of the way, just an hour to go here on the show. And, you know, we've been talking about everything that's been going on. Obviously, the two games yesterday, Tom Brady making his 10th appearance, the first time ever. And it has to be Brady. All of these things, Del, that you were talking, you were like, do we have to hear this?
I was like, I don't, storyline, Brady, 10th Super Bowl appearance. We have, I don't know if it's been confirmed, the first player to ever start for two conferences in the Super Bowl. AFC, NFC. I don't know if there's any other players ever done it. Has any other
quarterback?
I mean, yeah.
No.
Has any quarterback started for two different teams? Peyton Manning has done it.
Yes.
And that might be the only one. Or did? I can't think of another one. Maybe way back one. But
no.
Yeah, I think. And Brady would be the first to do it for two different conferences. And he's the first quarterback to ever lead his team to a home game in the Super Bowl.
Right.
All the things I wanted to avoid, because, but no. No.
10.
Number 10.
Yeah, big difference if it's, I thought last time too, you know, 6-3 is much better than 5-4. And four would have been a little bit scary as far as Brady being considered, you know. And 7-3 is a whole nother world. And I give the Bucs a fighting chance. I didn't give them a fighting chance against the Packers.
Neither did I. Their ability to convert on third downs in that game, particularly early, got them going. Because the Packers got them multiple times in situations where they're going to get off the field and get the ball back. And these weren't like third and mediums. They're medium to long. These weren't third and shorts, and they found a way. I don't know. The Chiefs feel like, to me, like they have this switch that no one can match. Even they played earlier in this year, and Tyreek Hill just lit up Carlton Davis. They're going to have to find a way to fix that matchup, because he destroyed him in that first game, in that first half. And all of a sudden, you look up and it's like 27-24. And if the Bucs get a stop, they have a chance to win the game, because that's what the Chiefs do all the time. Even yesterday, it was 9-0 because of a muff punt. And then they went on a 21-0 run and kind of took control. But there's always this little sliver where the Chiefs do that. But I think they're so explosive that it generally doesn't matter, and I'm not sure it'll matter against Tampa. But that their pass rush is something, though. Shaq Barrett and Pierre Paul are really good.
Yeah, and Sue is still in the middle. I mean, that dude is still doing it. So, that defense is a difference. Now, Carlton, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. He and Michael Thomas are going at it.
Yeah, because, Michael Thomas, he gave him the name Slanty Boy, because all he does is run slants, and Carlton Davis had a good game against them in the NFC divisional round. So Carlton Davis got beat on a slant. Devontae Adams, scored a touchdown, and Pro Football Focus had the play, and then Michael Thomas quote tweeted it and said something along the lines of, slant. He got beat with the slant. Carlton Davis wasn't having it. I gotta find it, but it was pretty much, look, I locked you up last week. Why don't you shut up and work on your routes? Because I'm going to see you twice next year, so work on your routes. It's weird that Michael Thomas would say anything, considering, you know, he beat you and he's going to the Super Bowl. He got beat for that, but his team still made it to the Super Bowl while you're at home.
I bodied you three games in a row, little dude, in cover one, goofball. And I... And I'm a dog, yo, little A, again next year. So you better work on them routes.
I'm gonna dog your ass.
Oh, edited.
That's an L.
I'm
a dog, yo. I'm a dog, yo, little ass again next year. So you better work on them routes.
I got it.
Yeah.
Let him read it again.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, yo, little dude.
Read it, John.
You already three times.
Okay, I bodied you three games in a row, little dude, and cover one, goofball. And I'm a dog, yo, little ass again next year, so you better work on them routes.
This is what John versus Genius sounded like for the most part.
Dab.
Yeah.
No one dabs anymore.
No. He dabs.
I know. He's a no one.
Four or five times a show.
It is embarrassing.
That dab is perfect, though.
No,
if he would have put
not.
Bill Gates dabbing where he goes. If he would have put that after that, that would have been, the internet would have broken into a billion pieces.
He shouldn't have. No, it was good not doing that.
Would have been better with it.
So we got our two Super Bowl teams. 3.5 is the line. 56 and a half is the under over. So we got that. This weekend, your Rockets looked pretty damn good. And they won. They beat the snot out of Dallas. 133-108, I believe, was the final. And they beat the Pistons by one. Former Rocket Jeremy Grant.
For all of what? How long was Jeremy Grant? Was it Jeremy Grant the former, or was it Dre Grant?
No, I thought it was Jeremy, and he got dealt. Did he get dealt in the Christian Wood deal?
He was part of it, but he signed a deal with. He ditched the OKC to sign with the. No, he ditched the Nuggets to sign with Detroit. Jeremy Grant was never. Well, not recently. I'm trying to think if he was a part of like a three teamer, but
no, he just got here and then left, right?
No,
it was Jeremy.
No, I think it wasn't Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant was never a Rocket.
It was the other Grant?
I think you're talking about the other Grant. The younger, older brother? I don't know which one it is.
It doesn't matter. He goofed.
Yeah, and he was never a Rocket either. I'm not sure which Grant you're talking about.
He was here for a cup of coffee, I'm telling you. And he didn't even get, he was a Rocket, Jeremy Grant, Rockets. Yes, he was here.
I just looked up
his signing veteran. Oh, Jarian Grant.
Jarian, yeah, that one. One of the other Grants.
Rockets, yeah. Goofball.
Are you gonna call people goofball?
Now it's a goofball.
Wow, I was in cover one, and that was cover one goofball,
which means I had you all over the field 1-on-1, and you couldn't beat me.
Yeah,
goofball.
It was his brother Jarian. Yeah. Anyway, it's Jeremy, Jarian, it's the same thing.
Well, one of them is getting paid a lot of money to play for Detroit. The other one is floating around the league someplace.
It really doesn't matter.
The other one's in, like, Europe.
Did he end up in Europe?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he didn't get the layup up in time. Game ends. He was fouled, but they both occurred after the buzzer sounded. I'd never seen that before, I don't believe. Where
both of
you were trying to see whether or not a foul occurred before the buzzer.
I've seen that, but I've never seen a made layup combined with
that
the foul.
All
and
of
they,
that.
And they both happened where the Rockets came out ahead.
Yeah, that was a good finish. 103-102 was the final there. And how about the Cougs? They just keep kicking ass. They beat Temple this weekend, 68-51. They're 13-1. They're 8-1 overall. I mean, they're 8-1 in the conference, 13-1 overall. And they are eighth in the nation. That one loss really. Now, I will say this. They played one ranked team so far.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great schedule. So I'm sure if they beat Texas Tech, that was their big win early in the year. And I'm sure if not, I wonder what their schedule before COVID struck was. I'm sure because of how good they've been, they probably had a good non-conference schedule. He's better than what it turned out to be. But, you know, COVID got in the way, so games get moved or get canceled. Yeah, but the Tech one is still a good victory because Tech is still good. So when the tournament rolls around, when they're playing all the games like Omaha or whatever they decide to play, like seeding will matter, but regions won't matter because the bubble is coming for the NCAA tournament.
They're still going to play. Rice got postponed and Central Florida got postponed. Sam Houston was canceled. So they still got 10, 11 games left before they hit the bubble. And they already had their COVID outbreak, right?
I don't know. Did they?
I know
their schedule was paused. I don't remember if it was an outbreak or a couple guys, but I'm sure just like any other program, I'm sure they had to deal with something.
South Florida was postponed as well, so maybe one more game actually. Maybe they'll have 12 still left. Well, it says postpone. We'll see if they get them in. We'll see. And isn't a bubble going to be? What's the latest? Have you seen anything?
I thought they're moving
the tournament.
There was supposed to be at one point like regional bubbles, but there is. I saw over the weekend some thought of making it where it's all everybody plays in the same spot. Let's see.
Can you do that in Disney again?
It looks like they're going to do it in Indiana.
In Indiana,
yeah.
And everybody going up there for the whole tournament. Wow.
Yeah, until you get eliminated. It's normal. Yeah, that it looks like the Final Four is already going to be there. So I guess they just say, you know what, just plop the whole thing there. That's one option. I did see another city mentioned, so I'm not sure what's been finalized as of yet. But a bubble is probably coming for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it says NCAA will stage all of 2021 March Madness in Indy. So there it is.
Kurt Warner also went with the Rams and the Cardinals.
Oh, yep. There it is.
There's the other guy that went to two different teams, but not.
Yeah, you're right. Two different teams, two but different not the teams. Different conferences.
Four guys who've done it. Craig Morton, Cowboys Broncos.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Kurt
Warner.
Oh, we've got an alarm.
Okay.
Now, we've sat through these before.
Kurt yeah, we have. Warner and they said Mahomes would be the fourth. Tom Brady. And then he's the fourth one to do it.
Craig Morton started for Denver and Dallas?
No.
Did Craig Morton start for Dallas?
That's what I'm asking.
Montana didn't do it, did he?
No, he never made it to the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Kurt Warner. It was Kurt Warner. It was Craig Morton. And who else are we missing here?
Maybe Earl Morrill. Are you talking about starting or playing? Earl Morrill.
Went to two different.
He started for the Colts, and he backed up for the Dolphins.
Oh no, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Craig Morton started in 1970. For the Cowboys.
Well, Earl Morrill played for two different teams.
Yeah,
and so it's about starting.
Yeah, Craig Morton did start in the 70 Super Bowl for the Cowboys.
All right, 1014 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Come on.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 1017 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. By the way, it's quarterbacks that we're talking about. Dream Shake. Not players that have played for two different teams. There's a bunch of players that have played for two different teams, but quarterbacks who've started Super Bowls for two different teams. Earl Morrill did not start in the Super Bowl in 72 for the Dolphins.
They brought Greasy back for that game, yes, right?
For that game. He got him to the Super Bowl, and then... Greasy took over.
They get in there, Greasy, and throw 10 passes.
He started for the Colts in the Joe Namath Super Bowl. Hmm. And then Johnny U came in late. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. John and Dell for the next, I'm supposed to be at, for the next 42 minutes, I'm supposed to be at my eye doctor. You know what? Remember when I lost an eye?
Well, that was the hope.
Well, it wasn't you. Maybe it was your hope.
No, nah, some sources close to me said, you know what would be great if John had some eye complications. You have to go back now?
I have to go, yeah, for a checkup, and I'm supposed to be there at 11 o'clock. So, I mean, you're probably going to have to do it all through the rest of the show.
Well, or I could just switch it over to National, considering there's a alarm going off that may be a serious thing or maybe not.
I don't know. That, you know, it is kind of, is there any idea if the place is on fire? Because there is an alarm, a fire alarm going off in our building.
Yeah, and we're always the dummies who go, you know what? It's not serious. Nothing. Just hang out. At some point, it's going to be serious and we're going to be stuck in here.
Well, can somebody tell us, does anybody see any flames coming out? Are there any fire trucks pulling up?
I tried to look out a window, but all I saw was a parking lot. So
all I have is brick walls in here. Why did we wall this up?
Was it for TV purposes at one point?
Oh, I guess. But we don't have any windows in
here.
Well,
there's a window over there.
Yeah, but I can't see anything out of that window.
Lance just tweeted us, everyone was going down the steps leaving the building, which is what you're supposed to do with this alarm, but is it an actual issue where the radio show needs to stop? Or are we just being dumb?
Is this a test? Is this only a test?
Yeah. We hang out there for 20 minutes and there's nothing going on?
Everybody's leaving the building. That's great.
That doesn't tell us what we actually need to know.
No.
Because if I wasn't doing this, I'd be leaving the building too.
Right. Right.
Why are we here? Honestly. Why are we sitting here? Why are we just... tra-la-la-la-la. We just hope there's nothing's going on.
Hope there's no fire here.
Yeah, or these two dummies doing a radio show are going to catch it.
Can you catch a fire like COVID?
No, but I mean, we would catch the consequences of the fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Two dumbasses. Well, we're so dedicated to our jobs.
Or we're like, this building has false alarms or tests a lot of the time, so we're just going to hang out. Mm-hmm. Lance just sent us a video. Why is he sending us a video?
Mm. Oh, there are fire trucks coming.
Oh, maybe it's time to go.
Maybe it is time to go.
I don't know what to do. Do I send it to...
There are fire trucks coming.
There are.
Do you think
I should?
I hear people out there.
Yeah, those are because the radio station never does what they're supposed to do. Mm. I mean, I saw Todd hanging out and Graham over there.
You guys are living. If we die here, these are our last. This is the last conversation I'm going to have on this earth.
What a dumb one it is.
I know.
What an awful person.
So what do you think? Do you think we should leave or what?
Or maybe we should just leave instead of dying.
Let me ask Todd, should we leave?
Because I can always start from the first hour.
Fire trucks are supposed to come as soon as they hear it, so maybe they got duped too.
Yeah, but wouldn't the building normally warn of a test to let the local station know not to show up?
Yeah, remember when somebody burnt popcorn once before here?
Oh, yeah.
And the fire trucks
Someone had a deep fryer cooking. He was making pies and lit up smoke throughout the building because he had a deep fryer in our kitchen. It didn't go over well with people. I mean, he was making delicious food, but some people here didn't like it.
Pies?
He had pies he already made. He didn't make the pies here. He had a deep fryer here, and he was making like fried chicken and waffles or something.
I would hate for my wife to own this station. Because she will if we die during the show and nobody told us to leave.
Maybe your wife and my mother could split. Because I'm not married to anyone and I wouldn't want to give them to one of them thoughts anyway. But maybe your wife and my mom could split the station. I don't know.
But I don't care. They could split the station. They'd have a good time.
Yeah.
The two of them owning this station.
Hey, remember when my dumb son and your dumb husband hung out until they died?
You think it was... I don't know. I think my wife would go, nah, I don't want it.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a debt?
I'm good.
Wouldn't it be a debt she's taking on more than anything else?
I'm good. Where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Disney over here.
That's right, John.
Yep. Absolutely. So Deshaun has been the main story. Adam Schefter, once again, people, writing a story that no matter who they hire, it'll be a bad look for Deshaun. Here are the options. They hire Bienemy, and then Deshaun says, okay, I'll stay. They hire Bienemy, and Deshaun says, no, I want to go, which would make Deshaun look pretty bad. They hire anyone else, and they hire anybody else, and it's more likely, the most likely scenario is that Deshaun leaves.
You have people, not that it matters, but they're on TV for ESPN openly campaigning for Bienemy not to take the job. Now, I don't know if Orlovsky did it on TV, but he took to his Twitter account and said, if I'm Bienemy, I don't take this job. I hang out. It's not like your stock's going to go down coordinating for the Chiefs for another year and go find a better option. Normally, when a head coaching job comes open, you're not telling guys not to take the job, particularly a guy who's not had a lot of opportunities, got passed over. But this is how bad people see this. So... Deshaun, the only way Deshaun looks bad is if Bienemy is under the impression he would stay and then he decides to dip out. But alarm's dissipating, so we'll see how that goes. But Deshaun has let it be known, or not really him, but his agent has let it be known, I guess, that he's out no matter who the coach is. So he's already allegedly told the world that I'm not staying no matter who you hire.
Okay, most likely scenario. Bienemy hired, Deshaun leaves. Bienemy hired, Deshaun stays. Anybody else is hired, Deshaun leaves. Anybody else is hired, Deshaun stays.
I think it's that third disaster scenario.
That's the most likely. So you don't think they hire Bienemy? I think it's the most.
They're going to wait another week?
I think they hire Bienemy. No, that could happen this week because it's the off week.
Okay.
I think the most likely scenario is they hire Bienemy. And Deshaun stays.
Then why is he floating out the hole? He's leaving no matter what.
Yeah, well, because I think that it can be smoothed over.
By who? Bienemy?
By Bienemy. by Cal apologizing, by Caserio giving him his plan for the future. Plus, Deshaun, you got 4 years left on this deal. You can demand a trade. We don't have to do it. You want to sit down or do you want to play?
If Deshaun doesn't give them a commitment and saying, I'm in, why would they hire a guy they don't want?
Well, because they have to hire. They might have to hire. Maybe they think as an organization we have to hire a black head coach regardless.
Well.
As an organization because they have been.
So they're the ones forced to and no one else in the league had to this go right. around?
Well, but no one else has had the history that the Texans have had recently.
You know the history is not real.
I know, but nobody else does, though. It's a real narrative out there. It's a real narrative that this is a racist organization. I think the most likely scenario is Bienemy is hired, Deshaun stays. Second most is Bienemy is hired, Deshaun goes. Third is somebody else is hired, Deshaun leaves. Somebody else is hired, Deshaun stays. But, again, the Texans can just go, what else, cuz?
Do you think the Texans have that in them? They don't appear to be filled with fortitude.
Well, no. They might have the fortitude of saying, we ain't trading them.
Okay. Sure. There's a lot of time between now when you actually have to do it because the draft is months away. You don't have to do anything. But if it becomes a point where Deshaun tells you, or just let it be known, because the Rockets were fine with being uncomfortable until they weren't. Now, they were in season, and James burnt the bridge, and they had to get rid of the players, even the players in the locker room. I don't know if Deshaun will take it to that level.
That won't be it. Deshaun just won't show up.
No, I know that. Yeah. But publicly, I mean, there's multiple ways Deshaun can go to a sympathetic platform and tell the world why he doesn't want to be here. I mean, if he wants to take it to that level, he could hop on a podcast and say, hey, I want out because of this.
Well, yeah.
So the question is, how aggressive does Deshaun want to be about getting out of here?
Well, if he's not going to make any money, then he probably will get very aggressive. But even still, you go, sorry. We ain't trading you.
That's the thing to say now because you believe it won't get to that point. But if Deshaun went on record and said, I want out and these are the reasons, this, my owner's incompetent, that's not something owners or organizations want to suffer. I think this all depends. If Deshaun wants to play his Twitter games, then I don't think I'm with you. I think they'll like, you know what? This ain't really serious. He's doing this. But if it becomes a thing where he wants to burn the boats and say, get me out of here, then it changes.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, if he comes out and starts ripping Cal, then that would change. Because then you go, as an owner, you go,
you can't.
I ain't putting up with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think this is much, I mean, the trade demand keeps it in Deshaun, or the trade, no trade keeps it in Deshaun's hands. But really, this is all about how far is he willing to go. Because there's the nuclear option, and the Texans wouldn't be forced, but they would be forced. They would have to send him out. You can't rip the owner like he could possibly do if he wanted out and keep him. So Deshaun wants to play Twitter games, he'll stay. If he doesn't, if he wants to get serious about things, he'll leave. They'll send him out.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see Deshaun leaves and if he goes full DeAndre Hopkins on him.
By the way, as much as he would catch some heat here because people want him to be here, he'll be in another city. It'll all be forgotten.
Yep. And he won't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, he'll be out of here.
Oh, well. 1028 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just me and Del now for the next couple of segments. News of the Weird coming your way as well, coming up. I guess both Bienemy and Leslie Frazier have started working on coaching staffs just in case they get hired.
Yeah, I saw that it's hurt Bienemy. Was he the one who's some of his guys are taking other jobs, or was it Frazier? That was in the report too, that one of the guys' staff is being depleted because they're having to wait for a decision to be made. So they don't know if they're going to be able to move on, or they're just making firm decisions on staying where they are. which makes some sense. Well, Frazier is now available. The Bills are out. So if that was something they wanted to move on quickly, it could be done. And they can also interview Bieniemy because it's an off week. So you would think if those two were the legit finalists, something could get done this week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Leslie Frazier now has plenty of time. He doesn't have a great record as a head coach. I remember him being a little bit better. He did have one good year, one decent year as a head coach, but he, overall it wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was the third year.
And I don't know.
And they fell apart the second year, the year after that, I mean.
And Caldwell was better, has been a better head coach than Leslie Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, if it doesn't help the Deshaun situation, because Leslie Frazier won't.
And it's a departure from what the NFL is currently doing as far as hiring guys. Retreads aren't really a thing right now. Guys who've had the job previous.
And look at the young guys and how they're successful.
Yeah.
I mean, between McVay and LaFleur. And,
but even this offseason, you've had Saleh, you have Staley.
Yeah.
You haven't. The Texans are really the only ones mentioned as far as interviewing former head coaches who got fired. That's not the way the NFL has gone. Look at that. The Texans behind the times again. That's a surprise.
Let's get Clark in here. What's up, Clark?
What's going on, man?
What do you say?
I was calling about the Texans coaching vacancy.
Uh-huh.
I think most important is just start the rebuild. Check out what the Raiders got for Khalil Mack. Try to get something similar for Deshaun and start a complete rebuild, because one player and one coach is not going to turn this thing around. And I think bad decisions from the past 3 years put us in the same position that the Rockets are in. No draft picks and no future. And I don't think we should keep Deshaun Watson. We don't have anything else. He can't play offense and defense to win games for us. We're going to end up getting him hurt, and we still can't rebuild.
Well, I think you got to get more than the two ones. What else did they get? Listen, Jamal Adams went for two ones. Jalen Ramsey went for two ones. Laremy Tunsil went for two ones. Deshaun, if those guys are worth two ones, Deshaun's worth four.
So the Bears sent four picks, but they got two back.
Yeah, so it's two picks.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you got to get way more than that. Way more than that.
Yeah, you got to get a haul for Deshaun.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because we have so many holes we have to fill.
Right, but the most important
one, I don't think.
It's interesting. Like, the Herschel Walker trade worked out pretty damn well for the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
How did the Ricky Williams deal work out for
the
Saints?
Didn't work out for the Saints.
No.
No, the Colt.
But that was, you're talking about first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounders. I mean.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I was trying to go through it last week and see how those big trades have worked out. I mean, particularly, it's gone the way of the team with the picks. But there's never been a player of Deshaun's level.
It's never been a quarterback.
Yeah, being traded like this. No.
I mean, you got what everybody wants. You got what everybody wants is that franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and it's a quarterback who you don't want to make available. He wants to be available. So it's interesting because people are determining what the Texans should get when who has the leverage here? When the player in question has a no trade, he is the one who wants out. No one thought to inquire about Deshaun until Deshaun told the world, at least someone who knew Deshaun or close to Deshaun let the world know that he wanted out. So who has the leverage?
Well, that's tough. I mean, I think
you would assume the team with the quarterback has the leverage. They can ask for the world.
Right.
But he can tell the world, I don't want you.
Well, the thing is, though, is that there's multiple teams that could use Deshaun.
But there's Deshaun can tell you,
if he'll go to the Jets, he'll go anywhere.
Well, that's allegedly that he wants. That's what I'm saying. Does he want to go to the Jets?
Right.
If he turns to listen to a two-team race, how big can the bidding war get? I imagine, what's his agent's name? Mogetta?
Yeah.
Sure, he's told.
Getty?
I'm sure Mogetti. He's told teams who Deshaun is willing to play for. And like Deshaun's smart enough to know, I don't want to deplete the new roster I'm going to. So a bidding war doesn't help his cause.
Yeah. Here's a story. Guess what the cheapest ticket for the Super Bowl is going for?
Well, you know, it's reduced seating, correct?
Yeah.
So they're even more valuable, I guess.
14,500 tickets available to be purchased. I think they're giving some away to for hospital employees.
Yeah.
Right.
So a general admission, a ticket on sale. Biggest price. I'm going to go.
The smallest price.
Okay. $1,500 for that.
The cheapest is $21,998.
So what you're saying is the general Bucks fan won't be watching their team in the Super Bowl at home with those prices?
That's it. Well, with the fees and everything else, $20,204. But with fees and everything else, it's $21,998. Your $1,500, that's just the fees.
If you're a Bucks fan, this has got to be the worst time to have a Super Bowl at home.
14,500 seats for sale.
Wow.
Although you save money because you don't have to go, you don't have to buy a plane ticket or a hotel.
Yeah,
that's a part of it.
That's true. I'm imagine Bucks season ticket holders will get dibs. I don't even know how it works. How does that work? It's never happened. So how does the NFL handle the home team availability as far as tickets are concerned when they're actually in the game?
They still get their four tickets. Everybody gets four tickets.
No, but do they?
Oh, I don't know with COVID if they're going to get everybody. All the players are going to get their four tickets.
No, but a home team's fan base. The game is in their home stadium. How does that work? Because when it's a general, like when it's in Miami and Miami's never in it, it's not open to Miami fans, right?
Yes, it is.
It is?
The Texans fans, there was a lottery for it.
Okay.
There's a lottery for only, like, and if you had a suite, you only got half your suite.
Okay.
And if you had season tickets, there was a lottery for it.
But in the year of COVID. Reduced capacity and you're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
How much would a ticket cost for you to watch your home team play? 14.
Well, that's on the secondary market.
Okay.
That's not face. Okay. You would get it for face.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. How much it would cost for one of those.
Face. Oh. Yeah, I don't. Face now, when it was here, it was $500 was face for upstairs. So it's probably a good 15 to 2,000.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, at that price, if you're a Bucks fan, it's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Couple thousand dollars for your home team.
Watch your team.
Your team hasn't been since what, 2002?
Yeah. As long as you're of, I mean, surely Bucks fans have seen their team in the Super Bowl, but it's been a long time, and that's a big deal to watch them do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest NFL fan, so even if the Dolphins are in the Super Bowl, if it was here, I don't think I'm breaking down the $2,000 for that. But if you are one of those people who loves your team like that, that's an easy price to pay.
Budweiser's not going to advertise in the Super Bowl.
I saw a couple brands aren't going to spend money. There's another big brand I saw that's not doing it this year.
Budweiser lost all that much? I mean, people are still drinking.
That's
of course,
true.
They're not at bars, so.
I wonder what went into that decision, because not like people aren't going to watch. People are still going to watch.
Well, probably what goes into that decision is how much money are we bringing in? And with all the bars closed, probably they took a pretty big hit. Although people are still drinking alcohol, they're not doing it like they normally would.
Yeah, Coke and Pepsi aren't doing it either.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, 10:42, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, Del, tell the story. Texas being Texas.
Yeah, as much as things change, they still stay the same. That's my tribute to Deshaun.
Very good, Deshaun.
Yeah. Apparently, according to AL.com, another story came out last week that Sark was on the verge of hiring Mike Stoops, former Oklahoma OC.
I'd seen that. I thought he'd hired him.
Currently an analyst at Alabama, until he had to tell Mike Stoops that, sorry, there's some backlash. I was going to bring you from analyst to head to linebacker coach here at Texas. Can't do it. You know why? Because you had that crimson and cream shirt on for so long. So apparently Sark got pushed back from inside Texas, and now he can't make the hire.
Well, there's a question whether or not Mike Stoops is all that good a coach anyway.
Yeah, but this isn't to be his DC. No. I don't know if he's a great linebacker coach, but he wanted him, and it doesn't appear like his qualifications were the reason he didn't get the job.
No, it's because he's Bob Stoops' brother.
Yeah, and he's the OU guy.
Yeah, he's an OU guy. That seems to be very short-sighted. But okay. I mean, your hatred runs that deep. You don't want anybody from their campus that's even stepped on their campus over at your place?
Okay. Certainly not a guy who terrorized you for almost a decade.
Del, did you know that your testicles have taste buds?
My particular testicles or everyone's?
Everyone's.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, men across the nation have gone viral dipping their testicles in food, mostly soy sauce. Some social media stars claim they can actually taste the salty umami flavor with their testicles.
Now, I've heard that if you pour beer down that other hole, that you can get drunk because
in your anus,
it has the pores will bring in the alcohol. You can get drunk that way. I didn't know that.
I've seen guys doing that. It just seems like that's something I don't want to do.
I wouldn't do it either. But I did not know about taste buds down there.
Here's the deal, though. A 2013 study says the taste receptors in testicles aren't the same as those in our mouths, which I'm kind of glad of. There's a tricky little difference between taste receptors on the tongue and those in the testicle. The tongue responds to taste, and we decide whether food is edible. The testicle responds to taste as chemical substances to decide whether to make more or less sperm and testosterone. Ah. So it tastes...
How do you want to phrase this?
It tastes whatever's on it.
And it determines. Isn't that... It feels like that's more of... that's a sex thing. When the testicles are coming into contact with a certain region.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not dipping my testicles in anything salty.
I just don't know.
Or anything, really.
Anything.
Yeah. Not my thing.
Not food.
We'll ask Lance what he... Not food.
I don't want to do it.
We'll ask Lance what he thinks about it tomorrow.
A woman's in trouble. She's been arrested down in Mexico. Apparently, she stabbed her husband.
Did he deserve it?
Well, she saw a picture of him with another woman.
That's not enough.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she thought he was cheating and even she decided that she was going to...
The correct response is not stab him.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, the photo of the other woman was actually her when she was younger.
Whew. And she didn't notice that he looked younger too?
I guess not.
Wait.
Or he's still going pretty good. I don't know.
Wait a minute. She saw a picture of her husband with a younger woman who turned out to be her. She didn't recognize herself?
She did not recognize herself.
Was this a Polaroid that didn't have great quality? How could she not recognize herself?
This is a question, Del. I mean, she stabbed her husband, so she's really...
She's probably TikTok.
Del, who do you think that is? Del's across the studio and through. Who do you think that is?
I saw that. They look like the Cookie Monster.
There's a rock that a geologist opened up. It looks exactly like the Cookie Monster inside.
That's amazing, actually.
It is kind of amazing. Apparently, did you see now? See, I just traveled, and I'm going to be traveling back to Mexico next month, and I'm going to have to get a COVID test before I come back. You know that, right?
Yeah, you talked about it, that you left the day before. That was
right.
Be
tomorrow,
mandatory.
This goes into effect for the U.S. You have to have a COVID test. And I just got back into the country yesterday. Well, apparently travelers in the U.K. that don't have their negative COVID test, they're fined £500. But then they let them in anyway. So apparently you just want...
So you're just taking cash.
That's all
but
you
you're
want
not protecting
cash.
Anyone?
It doesn't matter.
You know, our new president has made the restrictions stronger. So if you are even a, if you're a citizen and you go to certain countries, it's going to be a problem for you to get back in.
Yeah.
The COVID restrictions are going up a little bit under the new administration. So I don't know about Mexico apparently has some that you're already going to have to deal with. But
No. Mexico doesn't have any.
The U.S. does.
The U.S. does. Mexico does.
Okay. Well, you're going to Mexico, so you have to deal with that anyway. But other parts of the world, if you go there, all right, it'll be a little more difficult to get back in.
You ain't getting back in. Well, right now, you got to get a COVID test 2 days before you come back. Apparently, right here in Houston, Texas, still, there was a man, not a great guy, he stole an ambulance on Thursday night.
That's not good.
No. But he didn't drive it to get away or because he needed to go to the hospital or any of those other reasons. He actually just went straight to Jack in the Box. To the drive-thru.
Yeah. One correction. It's for non-U.S. citizens where these restrictions were up. So Americans will have an easier time. Yeah. But
we'll just get back in.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by the drive-thru stories. Because when I go to drive-thru, I'm just pissed that I'm in the line too long. I just want to get my food and go home. The thoughts that cross other people's minds for drive-thru interactions, not me. Just give me my food. Please don't spit in it. And we're good. That's the only interaction I really want.
That's all.
Chick-fil-A, they put their people out there because they get so busy. So you're actually having a human interaction with someone. That's okay. My food, warm, correct, no spit, and I'm good.
That's all I want.
That's all.
So, well, but here's the deal. He stole the ambulance, had the lights on, kept the lights on in the drive-thru line. That's a problem.
You are drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. There's an airplane wheel that crashed down in the Chicago neighborhood, though.
Scary.
Yeah. And my question is, how the hell do you land with only two wheels? I am not going to be on that plane.
Well, you don't have any choice at that point.
Yeah.
You just hope. Look, no wheels, one wheel off. Just have the pilot not be drunk and awake.
I don't know.
I kind of was taking chances.
I want all three wheels on my plane. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, it was a small prop plane or something?
I don't care what size plane
said,
it is.
You said three wheels. I'm trying to figure out how big the plane was.
Well, no. All planes, they got three wheels.
Aren't they doubled up?
Are they doubled up?
Yeah, I don't think it's just one, two, three. I think it's like multiple on one part and then...
Oh, maybe it's two and two.
Yeah.
Maybe it's two and two.
I get what you're saying, though.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But no, this one came in and was sparking on the way in. So it was dragging. It was dragging ass. And I don't want to be on a plane dragging
ass.
Yeah.
I don't want my plane dragging ass either.
A woman apparently was out on a date. And she caught the guy scrolling through Bumble. In the reflection of his glasses. Is that why you don't wear glasses, though?
No, I mean, there's a couple things. You're on a date, so you're on your phone, which is already a problem, I'm assuming, for this woman. Then she can see. But the question she would have to ask herself, am I not that interesting? Maybe it's your problem, not his.
Maybe. Or maybe you
It's a little insulting.
Yeah.
To be your phone on a dating app while you're with the woman you probably met on that dating app.
If you met her on the dating.
Either way. I don't think it matters.
You're on a date.
But maybe it wasn't going great, and he was just letting her know.
Dale, do you want a Valentine card that has a fireball shot in it?
No, I don't want a fireball shot or a Valentine's card.
Here's what it says.
I don't want it.
Let me help you get started.
So how does this work?
You're trying to get a hoe. That's how it works.
With fireball shots?
You're trying to get her drunk.
I will tell you this, John. My goal isn't to get women drunk.
Right.
It seems that's dirty pool, I think.
What is yours? Like a shot of a pill of Rohypnol or something? Here, Let me help you get started.
What the hell is this? No, it's not a pill or a Hypnol. What's the matter with you?
I'm just asking.
No, John.
If that's how you want her to start the day.
No, I'm not Bill Cosby. Oh. I'm not looking to drug anyone.
Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm looking for is to treat her to a spicy chicken sandwich.
That's all you want?
Yeah. I want her to enjoy.
Boy, she's got
to
be simple.
Yeah, well, it's not the only thing I'll do, but I'm not starting off with Rehypnol.
Can I interest you in a spicy chicken sandwich? We can go on a date.
And some chloroform. That's, no. That's no.
All right, we're done. I got to get out of here. I got a doctor's appointment, but I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Press Box is next.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.